Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick here, friends, because we have our friend Judge Mark T. Boonstra, the author of In Their Own Words. He's going to be joining us in just a couple minutes for a segment or two. And with that said, I have much to say in a short amount of time during this first segment here. We just got picked up on Saturday, January 22nd, 6 p.m., Rochester Christian Church, 4435 North Rochester Road. This is one of 7 dates, I believe, right now that we have. We got picked up on 2 more dates just yesterday and the day before, and I believe there's more in the works for next week's run to Michigan. I would just ask that you would take the time to go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and when you go over there, friends, please just take the time to go ahead and check out Bradley's schedule over there. I get emails and requests on text, so on and so forth, and it's like, guys, it's on the website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to Bradley's schedule. These will be added as things transpire. I know that we have not only Michigan coming up, but we also have that of Des Moines, Iowa area. We'll be in Missouri, it looks like. We're waiting for that confirmation. Tennessee, and hopefully going back down to Montana or over west, right? Or up to Montana from where we're at right now. And we're busy, and it's good. And by the way, if you want to make us busier, we'll do what we can do to fit you in the schedule on this tour. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, if you would like to book us at any time. Also wanted to let you know, as I said, we're going to have Judge Mark T. Boonstra with us. He's a judge out of Michigan, and I'm looking forward to having him. He just wrote this book, and it seems that we're running down the same channels, and we have the same cares and concerns, and we desire the same resolve as well. So, again, I'm looking forward to having him with us. He'll be here in just a moment. Before we get to that, I want to show you something really quick because it's interesting, and I've noticed this pattern with the mainstream media. The mainstream media will get in there, and they'll try to divide two parties against each other that have nothing to do with what they're talking about. So you just heard Joe Biden attacking Donald Trump for what took place on January 6th, right? We already know, and I'm about ready to show you this in a moment here, but we already know that the feds, the FBI, has already been called out for the responsible party in engineering that which took place on January 6th, just like what's going on over in Michigan with the FBI. They have been found to be the responsible party in engineering, and I'm saying that word on purpose, engineering the responsible party as to what took place with that plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. But again, let me show you the real Ted Cruz, just so you can understand whose side he's on here. And I think this is some pretty interesting information. But again, I just want to show you Ted Cruz for who he really is, because, friends, he is not working for we the people in any sense of the word. Check this out. I'm going to go ahead and scroll this, and here we go. Check it out.
This week, And it is an anniversary of a violent terrorist attack.
Where
we saw the men and women of law enforcement demonstrate incredible courage, incredible bravery, risk their lives to defend the men and women who serve in this Capitol. We are grateful for that courage. We appreciate
He's such a patronizing clown, is what he is.
Of the men and women who
He's always got that little half smirk on his face, and quite frankly, friends, I'm sick and tired of it, and so should you be. Now, it's interesting that he would come out with that information due to the fact that Freedom Headlines just also broke the story that feds finally admit to running secretive DOJ commandos, paid provocateurs, the modern-day Gestapo in America at January 6th protests. So why would Ted Cruz try to divert the American people from the responsible party? And by the way, if you really get down to the nitty-gritty concerning definitions and semantics, he's exactly right when he's telling you the terrorists are doing this, because this is what terrorists do. Oxford's English original definition for terrorism was, guess what, friends? It was government by intimidation. And what are they being found out for once again? Also have some information here for you that we found, too, that over half of the American people now believe that the federal government, namely the FBI, are equated to that of, you ready for this, the American version of the Gestapo. Isn't it interesting, folks, how all these events are beginning to manifest and to manifest themselves in the sense of what the Lord has been leading us to expose for how many years here on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com? But it should come as no surprise to the American people, because they're losing credibility for their lawlessness, because the people in this country aren't as stupid and as ignorant as they want them to be. Now, we all understand Hosea 4:6 that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, they're not getting away with it so easily, friends, as easily as they wish they could. Because, again, people are going back doing their homework. They're studying the past. And because they study the past, they're now understanding the future. And that's the best way to forecast what's up and coming in the days, weeks ahead. So, again, friends, some crazy stuff happening. I have that article where it actually highlights the American people that were polled about the FBI. And again, the FBI, friends, are found with their fingerprints on these crimes more than one can imagine. Like that of concerning what's going on, and we just heard this during the break too, the demonstrators and the security forces and Kazalot, or Kazakhstan is what it's called, Kazakhstan. I'm looking at it right now. This is just pulling up in front of me right now. But again, friends, with that said, it's interesting that you can only oppress a people for so long. I wanted to show you as to what's transpiring over there as well, because the mainstream media doesn't want you to understand as to why it's happening. It's happening because the people are defying tyranny, just like I've been telling you this for the last year and a half concerning this whole narrative. Friends, they're not putting up with what you're putting up with in your own country. Check this out. Check this out. It's not faring very well for them, is it, friends? Boy, oh boy. Did you hear about this? Bet you didn't. Thanks to Tim Brown's morning show, he just sent this over to me. It shows you the people over in that prospective country are retaliating. But the mainstream media is not telling you why all those military men and those police, they call them, the agents of the state, are dying. It's because the people are not going to be enslaved by their taskmasters in any sense of the word. It's not a good place to put yourself. I've told you this before, and I'll tell you it again.
I'm going to share with you that our friends over at 1360khnc.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Dean, we're going to have a guest on here in just a moment. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. You can join us on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do not forget to subscribe. Also, go over to that of beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. Now, just for the record, go ahead and write this down. The call-in number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head here, friends. We understand here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America. Now, listen, I got to just roll this out real slowly for everybody. This is probably 3 weeks ago. I get a book in the mail, and I get this stuff all day long. I mean, I literally have shelves filled with books that I receive through the mail, and I just don't have the time to go through all of what is sent to me. I just don't. And so what I did is I opened this book, and I thought, well, this looks a little different. And it was a thick book. I mean, folks, we're talking 300 and some pages. 500 and some pages, forgive me. And I'm looking and I'm thinking, well, who did this come from? And I caught a little note, and it was from a guy named Judge Mark T. Boonstra. And I thought, well, I was flattered that Mark would take the time to send me a free book. And he sent me a little note, and I gave him a call, and I just had a little conversation with him really quick, and I did my best to go through what I could up to this point concerning the 500 pages of this book that's called In Their Own Words. But with that said, friends, I just called him up and I said, you know what, we need to get you on the radio. We need to get you on social media platforms because I want people to hear for themselves as to what a good judge is doing, because here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we love good government. So, Judge Mark T. Boonstra, the Honorable, could you go ahead and do us all a favor? We're broadcasting into about 154 cities, and they may not know who you are yet. Can you go ahead and give them a short download concerning your bio really quick?
Sure, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm currently a sitting judge on the Michigan Court of Appeal. I've been serving in that position for just shy of 10 years now. And that is the court that we would call the intermediate appellate court in the state of Michigan, which means we hear appeals. We don't try cases or that sort of thing. We hear appeals from all the trial courts around the state of Michigan, and we are the court in between all of those trial courts and the Michigan Supreme Court. So we decide all the appeals, and the only further appeal from our court is to the Michigan Supreme Court, and they can take whichever cases they want or not or don't want to take is their choice. So for the most part, we have the final say on cases in the state of Michigan unless they continue on up to the Michigan Supreme Court.
Okay, well, that's good enough for me. I'll tell you what, it looks like it took some serious time putting this book together. I do high school assemblies all across the country, and I've done about 364 of them in 25 different states. I get interviewed all the time, and they ask me, give me an overview of the book, because I can tell you right now, Mark, there are several things that we can have concerning the conversation, not just for two segments, but for 3 hours. And, yep. And I totally appreciate the fact that you jumped on with us as well, and we're thankful for that. But can you give us an overview as to the content of this book in their own words, please?
Sure. And I guess the first thing I would say is when you refer to this book, I sent you one volume. And I forget if I sent you volume one or volume two. But there are actually two volumes that are currently out, and volume three is still in the works.
Okay.
And I hope will be out next year. And the reason there's three volumes, it was not something that I had planned or intended. I simply took on this project, and when it came time to get serious about publishing it, realized there was such a volume of material that it needed to be split up. As you noted, it's over 500 pages just for volume one. And that's because what I did here, and you're right, I have a full-time job and other things, and so I've been working on this literally for over 7 years now.
Okay.
And what I did and why it became such a voluminous project is I decided to research and write about and provide quotations from each of the founding fathers of our country. And for my purposes, for purposes of this book, I defined that term founding fathers as anyone who signed one or more of our three founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, or the United States Constitution. That's 118 people, and it turned out to be maybe more than I realized I was biting off when I began the project. But what I've done, essentially, is I have, and actually, you gave the title of the book in their own words. It's an important subtitle that I want to add to that, and that is, Today's Godless America,
yep.
What would our founding fathers think? And so what I've done is I've taken each of those 118 founders, and I have researched each of them and provided a biography of each of them, but it's not your typical biography. I mean, it has all the typical things in terms of accomplishments and offices held, but it's really a biography focused on that person's religious life and religious beliefs, where they came from a religious perspective, what they said and did from a religious perspective. And after the biography, in each chapter, I have a series of quotations from that particular founder. What they said, be it in a speech or in a letter or in a diary entry or a proclamation or whatever it is, what they said on issues of religion and its place in our society. Hence the title of the book, In Their Own Words. I didn't so much want to convince people of my own viewpoint, although I think if you read the introduction, which is from my heart, I think those come through, but I really wanted to give people information and ammunition about what each of these people, what their religious lives were like, where they came from, and what they said in their own words about religion and its place in our society. And then in each chapter, I give an example from modern-day America of something that is going on today.
Yeah.
And I can give you some examples, but each chapter has one example. And then I pose the question for the reader to think about and answer for themselves, not for me to give you the answers, but for people to think about for themselves. What would John Adams, would Alexander Hamilton, whoever it is, and a lot of these people you've never heard of, what would Henry March on? Think of where we are today. And as I say in the book, my opinion is they'd be rolling over in their graves to see where we are today. But it's really a compilation of information biographically, quotations from each of them, juxtaposed, contrasted with something from today, and asking people to think about for themselves where we are today and what these people would think of where we are today.
Amen. You know, one of the things that I think people need to really keep their eyes fixed upon is the fact that so many people are lost, Mark, today because they don't know their past. I mean, if you read the Declaration of Independence for themselves, I mean, three-quarters of that documentation shows us what our forefathers wouldn't put up with. And how they, and I'm not talking about insurrection here, I'm talking about a lawful dealing with the corrupt. And we know the national logo and slogan is rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. And that was one of the number one reasons our forefathers said no more of what's taking place here in the United States. Well, at that time, the 13 colonies. But people don't know that for the most part. And I think that's what's so advantageous about your book here is the fact that that will equip people. It's interesting that you brought up the very point that you were so analytical about each one of the signers, the 113, is that what you said? 118 different signers that you found. Now, it's interesting because we actually did a short video over here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, and we proposed to the viewers that you have 30 minutes to explain to your forefathers what's happened to the country that you gave them. And it seems to me that the thought is parallel in so many different ways. What say you? I got a hard break coming up, but if we get broken off, Mark, I'll pull you right back up.
All right. No, absolutely, I agree. And you know, the truth is, I think the people running our country these days, and I don't mean the current administration, I mean more generally than that, they I don't think they want people to be educated. I don't think they want people to have education. They don't want people to think for themselves. They want people to do what they're told. And it's time we started thinking for ourselves. It's time we educated ourselves about who, how our country came to be founded and who these people were and what we stand for. And our rights come from God.
That's right. I got a hard break, Mark. We're going to come right back, folks, talking to Judge Mark Boonstra, author of In Their Own Words. Folks, I'll paste this over to social media platforms in just a couple minutes. But, folks, it sounds like we're talking to someone that's very like-minded to the content and the narrative of this ministry here. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Wednesday, 643,660 new coronavirus cases were confirmed in the United States. 1,986 people died from the virus. This as many people are still having issues finding tests across the country. This pharmacy worker telling CBS News she can barely keep them stocked on the shelf.
We ended up selling through 600 within the business day.
This as Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says kids in his state are in school and will remain in classrooms. The Republican saying his administration won't let a union create a situation like the one ongoing in Chicago. Ducey arguing kids need to be in the classroom.
We need to get our kids caught up. We need to keep them back in the classroom, and we need to support these families.
USA Radio News. The president spoke on the anniversary of the riots at the U.S. Capitol on Thursday.
President Biden addresses the nation Thursday morning.
The big lie being told by the former president and many Republicans who fear his wrath is that the insurrection in this country actually took place on Election Day, November 3rd, 2020. Think about that. Is that what you thought? Is that what you thought when you voted that day? Taking part in an insurrection? Is that what you thought you were doing? Or did you think you were carrying out your highest duty as a citizen and voting?
It should be noted, of the roughly 700 people charged with the riots on January 6, none of them have been charged with insurrection. Also, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger revealed Tuesday there is an active investigation into credible ballot harvesting allegations in the Peach State. New evidence brought forward by the organization True the Vote submitted the evidence on November 30th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We have our friend Judge Mark T. Boonstra, author of In Their Own Words. Mark, before we go on here, you want to go ahead and share with the people as to where they can actually get a copy of this book, please?
Sure, it's available online. It's at Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and other places. There is a website for the book that has direct links to those locations. The website for the book is called foundersownwords.com. And if you go there, you can see more about the book, and there's some video trailers and links to Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and Liberty Hill Publishing, which is the publisher, Christian self-publisher, that put out the book for me.
Awesome. Well, we're going to put it on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll link that up after the show today, friends. You know, one of the things that you had brought up about, you know, dumbing down the up-and-comings, it reminds me of Abraham Lincoln when he said, the philosophy taught in one classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. And I see that on so many different fronts. And interestingly enough, being in high schools all across the country, I get to see this firsthand. I mean, we had International Baccalaureate, which was created in 1968. Then we had No Child Left Unindoctrinated, where they teach the kids that nobody's better than anybody else. They shoot for the floor rather than the stars. Then we have Common Core, and it's just spun out of control now. And so there's no surprise in any sense of what we're even talking about on the show here today, because, again, I see this stuff firsthand, and I think people, for the most part, know it to be true. So, again, one of the things that we like to do here, Mark, is, you know, we know what the problems are. What are the answers? And you being a good judge, and praise God for good judges, because if we didn't have good people in government right now, we wouldn't be here. Judges 2:12, as a matter of fact, which lines up with Scripture. So what would you say to the American people in resolve as to the content of your book that would bring about the resolve to the issues in which we face today as a nation?
Yeah, well, let me transition a little bit, pivot to because I want to go back to education, since you say you go to these high schools, and And think about how much different our schools are today than what they were when our country was founded.
Oh.
Number one, did you know the very first public school in this country was called the Boston Latin School? And a lot of our founders attended that school. And one of the masters of that school, headmasters, was a guy by the name of John Lovell. Now, he was a loyalist, but he was the headmaster of that school. His son, James Lovell, is one of the signers in Volume 1. But he had one criterion for admitting students to that school, the ability to read verses from the Bible.
Yep.
Imagine reading a verse in the Bible today. Most of our elite colleges were founded as religious institutions. Princeton was founded to train Presbyterian ministers, right? Columbia was Episcopalian. I could go on and on and on. And one other thing on education. In Volume 2, which covers the middle colonies geographically, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and Maryland, one of the people I highlight, let's just give you one example, one short quote. It's actually on the dust jacket of Volume 2. One of the signers of the Declaration of Independence was Benjamin Rush. Now, that may or may not be a name you know, but Benjamin Rush was called the founder of American medicine, the founder of American psychiatry. There's a famous medical school named after him, right? Here's what he said about education. The only foundation for a useful education in a republic is to be laid in religion. Without this, there can be no virtue. And without virtue, there can be no liberty. And liberty is the object and life of all republican government. And yet, what have we done in modern-day America? We've banished God and religion from our schools. And what has happened to our children and their viewpoint as a result of that, and their basic virtue and morality?
Yeah.
Let me get to this really quick.
Mark, because this is turning into the direction that I wanted to go to. So we see that young people in public schools are subjected to everything, and they're protected from absolutely nothing for the most part. You're seeing more of this on a daily basis across the country. The very things that should be condemned by law are now advocated by those that are incumbent in one fashion or form in government, which sickens me to the very core. I mean, what is crime? It's the fruit that is the very essence of what they're supposed to be restraining, as John Adams said, restrain men from sin, 1 John 3:4, not to advocate for sin. And what's the purpose of government? To maintain order, to restrain men from sin, to justify the righteous, and to condemn the wicked, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Let's take it to what you do, if you don't mind. I want to take it right into your circle, because we're in my circle. Now let me go into your circle. What do you see happening inside the circuit with the judges from the Supreme Court down to the lower courts as to the reason why we are in a position that we're seeing our country going in today? Because I think when people see these lawless, unconstitutional edicts falling from, let's go to judges right off the bat, going to the Supreme Court or state Supreme Courts or federal judges, agreeing with the unconstitutionalities of a plethora of topics that we could cover. Does that represent what you see on the inside compared to what you see on the outside? Because the media loves to promote lawlessness more than they do the law abiding and those that are enforcing the law. What say you?
Yeah, well, that's a hard thing to answer. I will say from my perspective, and we have judges from all walks of life and all both sides of the aisle and that sort of thing, although we're nonpartisan, and really, generally we try to be nonpartisan. We are nonpartisan. I think most of the time we try to follow the law. And there are times, I suppose, certain judges, I suppose, who start with the outcome and work their way backwards. That, I think, is the opposite of what we should be doing. We should be looking at things in a fair-minded way and applying the law to the facts rather than starting at the end and working our way backwards. But I think it's the exception that we do that. Part of the problem, I suppose, is the law evolves over time, right? And it may be that a higher court has proclaimed something that you deem to be incorrect, and maybe I would too, but I, as an intermediate state court appellate judge, may be bound by that prior ruling, right? And so I may not have the liberty. I may be able to write separately and say I think they're wrong, but under our rules that judges are to follow, I'm obliged to follow other higher court decisions that, even if I disagree with them, if it's from a court that I am bound to follow.
When you say that you're bound to follow, isn't it true, going back to our founding forefathers and what it is that they established, if it's unconstitutional, it's null and it's void. It's nugatory, as Thomas Jefferson continuously reminded us. And when I look at the judge, Article 3, Section 1 tells us that they're supposed to sit during good behavior. What defines good behavior if they are not simply discovering and applying common law or English common law to what it is that we're dealing with today? Because I think some of these judges are so far off base. Coming up, I mean, gay marriage, Mark. Abortion, Mark. The removal of prayer, Mark. Obamacare, Mark. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. How are they getting away with that outside of the foolishness of the people that actually drink it in concerning the lawlessness that they're filling their cup in with?
Yeah. Well,
Am I getting you? Because I don't want to get you on a gotcha question, but I just want to know from somebody that's there.
Yeah. I mean, the U.S. Supreme Court is the final authority, right? And if they've said something, all other courts are bound to follow it. And the same is true of the Michigan Supreme Court in my case. I'm bound to follow that. Now, if I disagree with it, I might say I disagree with it, but I can't really say, well, I know better. It's just not my prerogative. So I want to be careful about, and I don't, it's not a gotcha question, but I want to be careful about giving personal opinions about specific issues, because you never know when an issue is going to come before me, and I don't want to prejudge it.
Gotcha.
Or be deemed to have prejudged it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
I decide every case based on the briefs that are filed in that case, the specific facts of that case, applying the law to those facts.
And I want to say this, too. And can I hold you over for another segment after this one?
Like.
Okay, I'd appreciate it. I really do. It was John Glenn, Senator John Glenn, that said, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. I like to tell people, Mark, that if you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 commandments. I think some of the simplicity of what we've lost from the misconstruings I don't know if I want to use some of the words that I want to use in the sense of people. I want people to understand what I'm saying, but the subverting of the Constitution through their interpretations is one of the problems that I see happening in the courts in the United States of America. I find them in many cases to be, at least what's promoted through the mainstream media, is being subversive to American government rather than to just discovering and applying, again, the plain, simple understanding of thou shalt not to so many issues. What can you say to that?
Well, I think you're probably talking about federal courts for the most part, and the problem there, I don't know if it's a problem, but some people would view it as a problem, those are lifetime appointments, right? So those people are there for the duration of their career, right, as long as they want to continue to hold the office. I do think there are some judges who And I think there are elements of our society who, frankly, know that their political agenda does not have support in the population. They know they cannot enact it through the legislative process, which is the people's representative. And so we sadly have gotten to a place where they then resort to the courts and find a friendly judge, they hope, who will then impose their political preferences by fiat, and that way sidestepping the entire democratic political process that we were formed to follow.
Okay, hold that thought. I'm going to have you finish up right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is John Healy. I've listened to Brad for over 10 years now. I see this ministry to be a great teacher and a revealer of truth, really guided by the discernment of God working within. Brad has taught many thousands truths of God and truths about the other side and how they apply to current times. If you'll listen, no doubt you'll learn something.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Judge Mark T. Boonstra. This conversation sounds like, Mark, it sounds like I'm having a conversation with David Barton from the Wall Builders. Are you familiar with David?
I am familiar with him. I don't claim to know him personally, at least yet, but I, every quotation in my book is cited to, and there are a few that are to his Wall Builders group. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I love that you're outside of what everybody else knows, and I think it just only adds to the conversation and the education for the most part, because that's what's important here. Nobody wants to get stuck in the same rut, nor are we all plowing the same row. Okay, so some of the questions that I brought up, this is going to go out to 154 cities. We're broadcasting live. Probably by tomorrow, there's going to be 50 to 60,000 views on this video alone. Okay, so I'm going on social media platforms right now because I have you as a guest, and people are starting to plop down questions for Judge Mark Boonstra. I want to get to the book, so if you don't mind, give me 4 minutes. We got 8 minutes left. Give me 4 minutes of questions, and then I'll let you answer, and then we'll get back to the book, and I want to let you lay it out and give it to the people that the way it is. Folks, I think we have something genuine in Mark here. I really do, in all sincerity, because if I didn't, I would have never brought him up here, and I wouldn't introduce him to our audience in any sense of the word, but I think we got the real deal, and this is what's awesome. So let me just throw a couple questions at you, Mark. So the courts, you had said earlier, the Supreme Court is the final say, and it's interesting because I noticed in the conversation, and I'm not trying to catch you, I'm just having a conversation. So our rights come from God. The people, according to the Declaration of Independence, our rights come from our Creator. And the rights that we receive from God, we then delegate and entrust those that represent we the people. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the governed. Okay? Then I think of Charles D. Montesquieu when he said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. What if the institution, the judges, the bench, starting at the Supreme Court, becomes subversive to their very function or purpose? Where does it come to a point where Mark Boonstra says, nope, I can't do that. My rights come from God. I'm going to honor him above your opinion or your precedent, and I'm going to hold to law. Is that a fair question?
Well, it's a fair question, but it kind of puts me in a bad spot because you're asking me to potentially to refuse to follow a court that I'm bound to follow, right? So that's a difficult thing. And I suppose, boy, if I ever really face that, I suppose I could do that, but I might have to step down. Right?
Really?
I don't know what would happen there.
Okay.
But I think, you know, I just don't know. I think we have a problem here that we've got a big hole to dig out, right?
Yeah.
And I think our easiest the easiest way for us to exert ourselves is on the political branches of government because they are elected. Federal judges are not elected; they're appointed by the president, confirmed by the Senate. So you don't have any direct authority over them. There's maybe. You know, I suppose there are less direct ways to put some pressure just through public opinion. I mean, we're all human, right? I mean, we all see what public opinion is. But I think really, and this may take time, but the more pressure that's brought to bear politically on our elected representatives, and that means our congressmen, senators,
yep.
and the United States, you know, that may take time to bring us back to where we need to be, where we started. But I think that's the kind of effort that has to be made. And with that effort will come an effect on the judiciary as well, because, you know, we come and go. And some judges eventually retire or pass away and they're replaced, you know, under the next administration, as we're already seeing in this administration, right? So that doesn't happen overnight. But if a wide enough audience expresses its disapproval of where we are today
yeah,
in the country
this is good.
In all sorts of ways, right?
Yep. Yep.
I mean, that's sort of the best answer I can give.
Okay, so does the Supremacy Clause come into place, Article 6, Section 2, being the final arbiter in the sense of differences? And the reason I bring that up is because one of the social media platform questions was, the Supreme Court is not the final arbiter, and that's why I inserted this question to you. Thomas Jefferson said to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. What say you? And then I got a caller for you as well, Mark.
Well, that's a tough question because I think Marbury versus Madison
yep.
kind of established, right, that the Supreme Court has the final authority. Now, we may disagree, but as a judge, I mean, I don't answer directly to the Supreme Court, but I am obliged under rules that all judges have to follow or are supposed to follow, right, decisions of the United States Supreme Court.
Okay, and that has nothing to do with administrative law versus statutory law to common law. I mean, there's distinction in all of this, is there not?
Yeah, so, I mean, common law...
Can I ask you something, Mark? Do I have this sitting judge thinking about these questions? Because, you know, here's what I want to do is I want to propose questions that most people don't want to ask, but most people want to know. And I know that here, they want to know from a guy like you what's going on in their country, especially now that we have the opportunity to speak with a judge.
Yeah. Well, I give you credit for pressing me on it because, you know, I really came to talk about God and its place in our society. And that, I think, is maybe, you know, it's fundamental to all of what we're talking about, I suppose.
Amen.
I think we have bigger issues than the judiciary. I think for the most part, the judiciary tries to do its best. I do think, though, there's a problem that some judges are more willing than others to use their position to impose an agenda that their supporters want to be imposed that cannot be imposed through the political arms of government. Right?
Oh, Mike, that was diplomatic, man. That was smooth. I'm with you. I totally got you, and I totally appreciate that. And that was the answer I was pressing for. And thank you for your honesty. I'm going to take Joni. I'm not hanging up. I'm just putting you on hold, Mark. Joni, Joni calling in from Georgia has got a question for Judge Mark Boonstra. Go ahead. Please make it quick. We've got 3 minutes left.
It's quick.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, did I hear him say that when the Michigan Supreme Court, when they issue a ruling, that judges in the state are obliged to follow that?
Okay, so you've got to finish your question so I can, I got to basically delete your call and take Mark back up.
Okay. Does that even mean if it's an unconstitutional, according to the state Michigan Constitution, would you have to follow that? That's
okay.
The question.
Yep, perfect. Totally appreciate it, Georgia. Okay, Mark, you go ahead and answer that question the best that you can, please.
Yeah, I think the answer is that I am obliged to follow a binding, follow a decision of the Michigan Supreme Court. And if I disagree with it and think that they have issued a ruling that I deem to be unconstitutional, what I would be obliged to do, I think, is simply to, and the court, we sit in panels of three judges, right? So there's going to be at least two judges who say, well, we have to follow that, so we will. I suppose what I could do if I disagreed enough and believed the decision was wrong is to write a separate opinion, either a dissent or a concurrence, that says, I disagree with that decision of our Supreme Court, and I think it should be decided differently.
Okay, perfect. Let's get back to your book. I've got you for about another minute. Mark, I would be more than honored to have you on the show with us again, because this conversation that we're having right now, I guarantee you we could go for 3 hours strong with people calling in or leaving questions for me to ask you right now. This is, to me, this is what people are thirsty for. They want to hear from guys like you because, again, you're on the inside doing what needs to be done to keep us a free nation, and they want to know what's obstructing that are impeding our ways of staying and remaining a free nation. Let's get back to your book really quick. I will promote this. I will post this on social media platforms all across the boards. I'll promote it to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I will also put the link up on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Is there anything that you want to say? I will give you the last minute, my friend.
Thank you so much. And I guess I would say I appreciate that, I'm a judge. Maybe that adds something. But really, this came from my heart. This came from me as a person, right? And really, the book really doesn't have, in my mind, to do with what I do every day as a judge, right? But I think this is so fundamental, what I tried to get across in this book, to every aspect of our society, because I think we have strayed so far as a country from what our founders ever intended us to be. And it needs to be said, and people need to hear that. And I guess the last thing I would say is I love the quote that you've used today. You have it on your website from Andrew Jackson. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And what I tried to do in this book is to say that was not only true in Andrew Jackson's day, that was true in 1776.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.